Hello everyone, and welcome to the San Juan Snowcast. It's October 12th, 2021, and this is our first episode. We're starting today because guess what? It's dumping here in the San Juans. With 8 inches up high overnight and more snow on the way, it seems that this storm officially kicks off our 2021-2022 winter season. And more importantly, our seasonal snowpack. So let's dive in. The Snowcast starts now. If you live in a mountain town, you know that there is a tradition that happens each fall without fail. And no, I'm not talking about the annual infestation of leaf peepers, or the traffic created by their poorly parked cars as they line up along guardrails, tripods out, angling those 3-foot-long lenses to get that perfect, unrepeatable shot of leaves. No, I'm talking about our collective obsession with the first snow. Whether it's in your Instagram feed, email inbox, or out your front window, people can get pretty in your face about those first fluffy flakes. And while, yes, seeing that first dusting does indeed tickle something deep inside of every snow sliding enthusiast, early season snowfall is kind of the last thing we want if we're hoping for a stable snowpack. Now, to explain why, let's first review some basics. Our season snowpack builds layer by layer, with the first storms of the season creating the foundation for the snowpack. Weak layers can form in the pack through a number of different ways, but our most common early season culprit is prolonged clear and dry periods between storms. These weather conditions promote a transformation of the snow crystals that are sitting on the ground. All right, let's nerd out. So those cold, clear November days and nights create a large temperature gradient in the shallow snow on the ground. This gradient in temperature, it also creates a vapor pressure gradient, which causes water vapor to move vertically within the snowpack. As the water vapor moves across each individual snow grain, it deposits a little bit of moisture on the edge of each crystal, creating angular and icy structures. Basically, this process is each grain of snow transforming from a fresh precipitation particle, like a stellar or a dendrite, into what we call a facet. Facets are a weak snow grain. They are that sugar snow that bounces in your hand and won't make a good snowball. But facets aren't all that bad just by themselves. In fact, have you ever heard the term recycled pow? That just means the snow that's sitting on the top of the snowpack has become so faceted out that it's lost all cohesion, and skiing it feels like powder. However, I'm not going to let the facet off the hook that easy. Because we all know what happens when you take a layer of well-developed facets, those champagne flutes standing upright, and then drop a thick layer of fresh storm snow on top, the proverbial cement slab. Well, one of two things happens. Either the weight of the heavy slab crushes those facets, producing avalanches on steep enough terrain, or that incremental loading of new snow caps and preserves that layer of champagne flutes, creating the dreaded persistent weak layer. That sound effect was oddly satisfying. Now, let's remember that the ingredients for a slab avalanche are strong snow, that's our slab, sitting over weak snow, those are our facets, on a slope steep enough to slide, usually 30 to 45 degrees, and finally a trigger to come along, initiate a collapse, and make it all go boom. And guess what? That can be us. So, when we get snow in October, it usually just sits on the ground during long stretches of cold, clear nights in early November, and ultimately, it creates a faceted weak layer that will be the very bottom of our snowpack. Everything that follows throughout the season, it builds upon that weak foundation. Man, in a perfect world, it would just start snowing and keep on snowing. No time between storms means there's no time for facets to form. Sounds pretty nice, eh? Looking at you, BC. But here, with our proximity to the desert and the dry continental weather regime that dominates the Southwest, we grow some of the best, biggest, and scariest facets in the world. And if you're a San Juan skier, you better get familiar with facets, because they're not going anywhere anytime soon. All right, well there you have it. Are we all clear on why we should have mixed feelings about these early season dumps? Good. Well, with what's on the ground now, let's hope it just keeps snowing. Or gets really hot and all melts. I'm fine with either, honestly. Funk break! Okay. Well, stay tuned, folks, for more to come this winter season. I'll be trying to get out semi-regular updates on the state of the snowpack, forecasts for upcoming storms, and discussions on our avalanche problems. Once, that is, they exist. Until then, I recommend doing all the standard fall preseason backcountry prep you can do. I'm talking squats and conditioning, but also give your whole kit a once-over. Check those binding mounts for loose screws and throw some wax on those bases. Have you looked closely at the joints of your shovel? How about the couplings that connect the parts of your probe? Throw some new AAAs in that transceiver and fire it up. How about your pack? Is it big enough to hold your snow science kit and your emergency rescue gear? Maybe it's time to replace the busted buckle on your sternum strap. First aid kit. Do you have one? Now is it just Band-Aids or is it duct tape and pain pills? And what will you do if your buddy breaks their femur on a tree? Remember, folks, the shit doth not hit the fan lest you least expect it. I'm certainly getting stoked on the winter to come. And if you're as stoked as I am, I recommend taking these cold and dark fall days to get your shit together. Trust me, when that base builds and the first skiable storm arrives, you'll be glad you did. Music on the show is courtesy of the Free Music Archive and performed by Juanitos. The name was just too good to pass up. I think they're a mid-2000s French retro funk group. Anyways, thanks Juanitos. And thanks for listening in. Please follow us on Instagram at San Juan Snowcast. And stay tuned for some content on YouTube where we'll probably post snow pit profiles and infield observations, things like that. Well, until next time, think snow.